Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's poppin', my niggas? DSA Hip Hop. Salutations to all, you know, man, the building. Probably know what it is, man. Waiting for the guests to call up tonight. Something like a particular battle that we just announced. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. Peace and hip hop, boy, through that, man. Let me get the guests in here real quick, man. Shot that shit. What's good, brother?
So, I'm strapped in.
Shit, what's poppin'?
It's good.
Let's talk, my nigga. Just announce. You know what's ill, though, Shook? Obviously, when URL was giving out the announcements for this battle, niggas was kind of funny style on Briz and Clips. Niggas was funny style on T-Top and Ill Will. Niggas, of course, niggas want to see Surf and Nitty. But I think when your battle got announced, niggas started getting that fear. When you and Tori got announced, niggas started getting that fear. Like, all right, now Norm's official. You know what I'm saying? Go.
Yeah, now it look like Norm again, right? When they announced boy. But you know what I'm saying? It's just the style. You know what I'm saying? Niggas wanna see it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas wanna see how exciting it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Yo, are you excited? Like when you got that call from URL, was you on some shit like, yo, let's get it popping? It was no hesitation?
I knew this day was gonna come because, you know what I'm saying, you're like, you know, niggas still hinting, you know what I'm saying, would you battle Twerk? Asking me shit like that, so I knew eventually, like, oh yeah, that's coming. You know what I'm saying? So, only reason why I even, because we supposed to battle somewhere else before, and when they called me, I'm like, nah. I was like, nah, but then they was like, nah, he already agreed. We already got this nigga sent this nigga's contract and shit, and he was like suited and booted ready. I'm like, oh, it was that easy for you to say, okay, cool, say no more. I bet. Oh, so you want to dance? We can dance, ain't about none.
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, a lot of times people say they hate certain niggas from certain cities battle each other. They hate seeing Harlem niggas battle each other. They hate seeing Jersey niggas battle each other, Brooklyn niggas. I hate that shit, Shook. Because I'm from the era, my nigga, let's battle. Fuck all that. You feel me?
Yeah, like that's what like you say saying to that? The Lakers can't play the Clippers during the regular season. Like what the fuck? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
It's a sport. I ain't beefing with this nigga. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's my man. Like, you know what I mean? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? We can battle, though. Like, why can't we? It's like if we play basketball, we play a one-on-one with them and just let this nigga win. Why can't play you one-on-one because we bros? What? What are you talking about? We ain't about to fight,
you know what
nigga. We ain't about to. This ain't a boxing match. Like, this ain't no. Like, I don't
know. You
know
one thing? I don't think you get a lot of respect on Shug because I've been watching you forever. Is you cool with a lot of niggas, but on that stage, you don't look like you just gonna go at niggas. No matter if we cool or not, I'm still gonna go at your fucking head. What do you think? I win, lose, or draw? I'm still coming at you, nigga.
That's what we here for. That's what the fans bought the tickets for. That's what we got paid for. I'm expecting everything from. I expect him to push. I expect him to be him. You know what I'm saying? I don't expect nothing different. I want him to be him because it's going to make the battle, like, it's going to make it a classic. I'm going to be me. And he going to be, all you got to do is be him. And this shit going to be a classic. Bro, niggas going to watch this shit a million times. Easy.
Now, you are 1-0 against the Goonies. Glue's, you my guy, but Sugar won that clip. It's clear.
I'm going to be 2-0 against them. Fuck you, ain't, nigga. Shit, man.
Go ahead.
You hear what I told Glue? Headshot the leader. You know what I mean? Got to. You seen it coming since then.
Would you been more excited to battle Verb more than Twerk? Or you good either way?
I'm good either way. I'm going to come. It's known, baby. Like, I mean,
right.
For real. You know, I know what this is. Known. This ain't no scrimmage. It's known. I don't give a fuck. Twerk made it to the next. To this conference finals. You know what I'm saying?
The conference finals. nigga head. Well, y'all Jersey niggas love using basketball analogies, boy.
No, I'm good.
Are you excited, Shook?
Sure,
are you excited URL is taking a brand on the road?
That's a new wave. I'm fucking with it. I'm glad it's like that too, man. Cause you know what I'm saying, we get a trip, do what we love to do. You know what I'm saying? Get paid, you know what I mean? You feel like you feel like a nigga on tour. Like I already been to like 3 cities, like back to back. These niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? L.A.
Mm.
We just did North Carolina. I'm about to go to Houston. And, you know what I mean?
Nigga.
Wherever else they got in store, I'm in there.
What's Twerk's strengths and weaknesses to you?
Twerk weaknesses, I really want to get, because I ain't even using it in my back. His weaknesses, if the crowd not rocking with him, that fucks him up. He started you know what I'm saying? He'll probably learn before this. We'll see.
Was that a problem for you when you first started battling?
Huh?
No, sure. Was that a problem for you? Problem for you when you first started battling? If the crowd wasn't fucking with a line that you wrote down, that you thought that was fire,
You watch all my battles. You watch all my battles.
Nigga, yeah.
I never had that problem.
Even if a nigga not feeling a rhyme, though, you fight through it though, Shug. You don't give a fuck. You just go regardless.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
I never been booed. Never.
Wait a minute, Shug. Hold on. You never been booed. Let's think now. Hold on. You got so many battles. I remember this now.
Who booed me? Against who?
All right. It wasn't Bill Collector. It wasn't Swing.
No. Hell no.
It wasn't Hollywood. It wasn't. What's the big boy name from Cali? Was the Hollis? Wasn't Hollis?
Hell no.
Midwest Miles.
Never.
It wasn't Rock Outside.
Nah. I'm winning all.
God,
my
I hate
battles.
You, Shook. I can't try to think, my nigga. I'm trying to think,
my
Shook.
I never in my life got booed. They booed your favorite rapper.
Lord. What's his strengths, though? You ain't give me his strengths.
Huh?
What's Twerk's strengths?
It might be myself a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, he get excited. He get it there. He can rap, you know what I'm saying? I ain't taking nothing from him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's talented,
star,
man.
Like,
he got the hit factor.
I ain't no hater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know who I'm battling, a star. You know what I'm saying? His only thing, he just like me. He can only beat himself until he come fuck with a nigga like me. Like, because, you know, this is my lane. I mean, you know, I'm still holding this lane up. I ain't ready to give it up yet. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let me ask you this.
But he's
let me ask you this. He's battled.
Lane, don't give me like that.
He's battled Verb, Cortez, and JC. If people you want to the vets so far now,
okay.
Your name is into the fold. Is this his biggest battle out of those names I just called?
Yeah. This is his biggest battle. Hell yeah. Cause you gotta think, him and Verb, that was like Volume 2, like, you know what I'm saying? That was like some small room shit, like, you know what I mean? It's known, you know what I'm saying? He battled Cortez where? On, what was that, Summer Madness?
I think it was Summer Madness, yeah. I was surprised battle with Summer Madness, I think.
Cortez big too, though. But I feel like this battle bigger than, that was a surprise battle. This ain't no secret.
Right.
I mean, this is what you gotta announce this. You know what I'm saying?
You see,
we broke the internet. We did.
Yeah, that's the big conversation right now. And one thing about y'all two, meeting up to June 23rd, y'all going to do a lot of shit talking. But see, with you and Twerk, y'all don't got to set a battle, but you like to talk shit. So you going to sell a nigga out every day going into the battle.
Yeah.
And he going to talk his shit too. You know what I mean?
Like, think about it. Like, when they announced us, like, that's where it solidified it. Like, if niggas is on the edge of buying a ticket, they bought it. Once they heard Shug and Twerk on the car, you get what I'm saying? Like, we probably got like the biggest reaction on the car. You know what I'm saying? Niggas almost.
Are you ready for the strap in, though, my nigga? Are you ready for the strap in, Shug? Cause it's gonna come to you, my nigga. It's gonna come.
Oh yeah, I'm expecting that. I want him to do that. I'm strapped in. Well,
that shit gonna rock the room in Houston, though. In the H, though, you know
what
I mean?
I got room rockers. You know I got room.
Of course,
give it up.
Shook, of course you do, my nigga. Come on, fam. I ain't playing
man,
like
got,
that, bro.
How I'm going to open the battle up? Oh, yo, I got – yo, you going to see. My angle is like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know what angle you're going to take right now. I already know what angle you're going to take.
What?
I ain't going to say it. Can
what?
I say it? Well, I feel the angle you're going to take is him calling himself New Jersey twerk and living in the DMV.
No. No.
Nah,
I'm wrong. I don't give a fuck about that.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about him living in the DMV. Like, I don't give a fuck about that shit. He's from Jersey. Good fuck.
Gotcha. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't care about that. That is definitely. I got angles, man. It's my man.
You got angles?
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, do we sleep on your angles, though? For all the years you've been battle rapping, we slept on your angles, but now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, niggas be sleeping on me hard, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like that, though. That's the shit I was just telling B the other day. I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like that, though. I like for a nigga to think. I want y'all to feel like the nigga going to beat me. Like,
I see it even though. I see some people saying Sugar going to win. I see some people saying Twerk. I think it's even right now what I'm looking at, the temperature.
We like the same, like, it's like the same kind of energy, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got... That energy, that stamina bar going to be all the way at the top, all three rounds.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Niggas don't see that all the time. We see all that other shit, all that bar for bar shit. We see all that shit. You don't see two beasts going at it. You ain't seen that in a long time. When last time we seen that, though? You don't see that. Most same battle.
Let me ask you this. He's battling you on the 23rd and he's battling Danny Myers at Initiation. Is that too much on his plate, though?
But see, we've been know like keep 100, we've been know about this.
Of course, y'all do. Of course, before we do, of course.
Saying, like,
that's a fact.
Like, been, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been, you feel me? So, like, so he got plenty of time. What's good, bro? So he got plenty of time, but even before we knew about this before Google, like, this is all lined up, you know. So he should be just known, and it's me. Who you think he's gonna take serious? Me and Danny Myers.
Of course, no shade to Danny Myers.
To take one,
I fucks with Danny Myers. When
serious.
I say this, brother, I fucks with you, my nigga. But it's known, and niggas will say, hold on, Danny Myers is more lyrical than you, Shug, but. It's just
niggas
the presence,
it,
the aura, and known.
But you'd rather watch me. This is the fact. This is these are documented facts. So, like, you'd rather watch me than
documented facts.
Than Danny Myers.
don't do my nigga Danny like that, though, my nigga. Come on, son. Don't do Danny
Myers, but I'm just saying, like, if he had the truth, cause, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he got two battles, and if you say he did was last minute shit, if he had the truth, who to take serious, who do you think he's going to take more serious?
It'll be you.
You hear what I'm saying? Of course, my nigga. He got to, because, you know, I'm not playing. I ain't got nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? I ain't got nothing 2 weeks after that. So, you know, I ain't rushing. I'm locked on you.
You been looking good, I assure.
You know
boss,
saying?
Mike P. You been doing your thug Izzo, though. You know what I'm saying? The 2018 so far, how would you grade it so far?
They trying not to count Mike P for 2018, though. Champion trying to cheat me.
Yeah, that's right.
They trying not to count Mike P for 2018, even though that's when it dropped. Nobody's seen it till 2018. Like, but, you know, it is what it is. They don't want to give me that.
I don't think, I don't think they don't. That's the fact. They don't want to give it to you. I don't think you battle. How many battles you had this year already?
Like, niggas need to say, I just battled in one, though. So that's all
that's true. You know, the W's? Right.
You
are getting W's, though.
I just battled in one. I'm about to battle again. I'm going to win that. Then I'm going to battle again and win that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not playing. Because
I think you and Twerk
going to
be fire. I think on paper.
I got time.
Do you think I got pressure, though? Because niggas are saying this should be battle of the night. They can't wait for this shit. I mean, obviously, Rum and Nitty, Surf and Nitty. But niggas also saying y'all battle, they feel it's going to be explosive. You know what I'm saying? Is that added pressure on you and Twerk, though,
yeah,
to deliver?
That's the perception. that's the perception. Like, yeah, I mean, this shit gonna be exciting. Like, these niggas be getting crazy, niggas be getting wild. Yeah, that's the goal. That's the agenda. That's what we here for. That's what we know. That's what we got paid to do. You know what I'm saying? You heard his blog. I'm the most electrifying. I'm the. That's yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's electrifying though. I ain't gonna hold you though, Shug. He. Let me ask you this: would you agree him and Geechee Gotti right now are the two young boys that's making noise out of the young niggas?
Yeah. I agree with that. You gotta see, I started this though. Like, you gotta think before me. Like, cause niggas don't like. I started to get in your face. Cause before me, niggas wasn't doing that. Niggas was rapping. Yeah, you came up on this shit. Niggas wasn't doing that. I started that. That's my lane, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my lane. And twerk, you stepped in my lane, like. And I'm still active.
Yeah, you are active though. He's active too though. That boy's on. He's been on like every goddamn
car.
I think he's missed probably like one or two.
You know what I'm saying? He's new to the culture. So yeah, he active. I've been doing this shit for 9 years. Of course he active. I'm still active.
9 years.
He stepped in my lane.
Damn.
I'm still active, man. And I feel like and I'm better than ever.
Yes.
Right now.
I think you're getting more love now within the last 2 years than you did 2010, 11, 12. Would you agree with that?
Because I give a fuck. Because I give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was young.
You know what battle?
2010, 2011.
Sure. You know what battle that did it for me for you is the Bill Collector battle. Let me tell you why. Because in the beginning of that battle, you sounded like you just was done with battle rap. But then after you got through the stumble and you went in.
At that time, like, I was young, I was doing the most, you know what I'm saying, like, here, on, like, out here, like, you know what I mean? So I didn't really give a fuck. I could care less, like, I mean, that was my whole attitude, you know what I'm saying? At that time. That's just a part of my life, you know what I mean? That's all. That was just a phase of my life, that's it. You know, we came back better than ever, though. We'll start with you.
Yeah, you have.
That
you have been better than ever. Yeah. Yeah. Can I ask you this, though? What battle are you looking forward to? What battle are you looking forward to on this card, besides your battle, obviously?
Oh, that Rockin' Goods. I need to see that Rockin'
Goods.
Yeah, I need to. Because I want to know, like, how the fuck. I want to know how the fuck Goods came at him. I want to know how the fuck. Rock gonna come at him being that the styles are so different. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know they both go. They both animals, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, how do you, like, you know what I mean? Because I battled Goods twice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I battled Rock.
One round, yeah, the one round battle. The one round battle, I remember that.
Yeah. And I battled.
Time is money.
And I battled Rock before too. So I'm looking forward to it. I want to see, you know what I mean? Of course you want to see how Surf do, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? First battle, of course we want to see that. Like, that's it. Just because it's his first one back, that's why niggas, you know what I mean? Niggas want to see what he got to say. Yeah, he coming.
Well, I think niggas saying. Is, the only battle I see niggas is not really feeling too tough though, Shug, is Clips and Briz, my nigga. And I think it's because of Clips, not because of Briz.
That's my brother. Yeah, but like,
if that's your brother, man, talk to that nigga then, Shug, man. You want some bullshit, my nigga? Come on, man.
Nigga,
you want that bullshit?
Like, you got to, man. Clips, niggas say what they want about Clips. You know what I'm saying? Like, Briz, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with both of them. Like, you know what I'm saying though?
Right. Hey,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Clips is a upper. Like, you don't know what Clips you gonna get. But like, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You bad Clips is always gonna be a ticket seller, and motherfuckers is gonna watch him on YouTube. Niggas say what they want.
But all right,
you battle Clips.
But what about when we watch the product though, Shug? Come on, my nigga. The nigga talk to Al about DVDs and cigarettes, my nigga. Come
it.
On, Shug.
Niggas, you watching it? He one of the most viewed niggas in the world. You watching it? Every battle we in, you watching it.
Briz gonna fuck that nigga
niggas
up, man.
Say what
I
they
don't
want,
care, Shug. What you talking about,
watching
man?
That shit though, so you
we
like
gotta
that.
Watch it
because
it's
gold,
my
like
nigga. We gonna watch it
because
it's gold, not because we.
Nah, that's not true.
You know what
that's
I'm
not
saying?
True because, yo, a nigga like him, like some niggas don't get like, you know what I mean, a million as fast, like, you know what I'm saying, or keep going, like, you know what I'm saying, like, that's what I'm saying, like, you can say, yeah, we don't know what Kuzma, but that nigga might, you know what I mean, he might come off as shit. We don't know. But you're going to watch him when it come out. You know what I'm saying? And Briz, you know, Briz a dog. You already know Briz coming.
Yeah, man.
Charlie
going to come in there with that
flashy
shit, that human shit. If Briz going to try to bite his head off, he going to be sitting there trying to make jokes, Chuck. Man, I don't know.
Like niggas is sleeping on this. All the battles is dope, though. All the battles is must see. We have to see Will and T-Top.
What you think about that battle?
I'm still stuck. I don't want to from back then. Like, what the fuck? So then, now, so I'm like, oh, yeah, hell yeah. Because, like, what the fuck? Then when this shit supposed to have been happening? Yeah, we need to
right.
see it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We need to see who really, like, you know what I mean? This is all this shit is about. Who really, you know what I mean? Surfing.
So why do fans... You know So why you see fans poo-pooing on the battles? Like, you see some fans saying, I ain't fucking with no, I ain't rocking, I don't like some of the battles. Why do you think fans are doing that?
No, mama sold out. So niggas is lying. Niggas is fucking with
like, hey, Shug, let's keep it funky. Shug, let's keep it funky, my nigga. The same niggas that's bitching Shug on June 23rd, they copping the pay-per-view, my nigga.
Fuck you, man. They having Gnome 8 parties, nigga. Fuck you talking about ordering Domino's and shit. Having niggas pull up, smoke parties and shit. Man, niggas is tripping. Nigga. You know niggas are tuned in, and the niggas from Houston are going to be in the building. What you mean, nigga? And we out there, the gang. We out there, you know what I mean?
Two more questions here. I would say this. I know Old Red and Twerk, they got like a thing where they doing a double.
Yeah.
I guess they going to tag team at some particular point. But I would say this, though, man.
Yeah.
You and Twerk? I think you and Twerk, no shade to Red, I think you and Twerk on 2-on-2 would be better, though, than him and Red, in my opinion. You and Twerk?
You crazy. Anybody, like, you got to think the type of niggas that I can link up with. Like, me and Twerk probably will be crazy. Me and Hitman would be stupid. Me and Jay, 400 blocks, stupid. Like, we's going to kill Joe. Like, me and, like, any man on Red would be stupid. You know what I'm saying? Man, Ars was stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but I gave Goods and Clips the win, though, my nigga. Don't kill me, Shug, but I gave other kids the Clips, though.
But that's all preference because, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
all right. I might roll up just.
With them two niggas, man, it's just the chemistry they have, though, is just, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
The chemistry Goods and Clips have. It's just,
yeah, that's
you know,
like we never seen that before.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then, that's why I said, like, I battled both of them, Goods and Clips, twice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas is different, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You don't know what you gonna get, bro. You think you gonna get one nigga. And then the motherfucker come turn it up on your ass just because you thought that. Like, those are them kind of niggas, right? You can't play with them. Like, that's why I said, like them the battles I really want to see. Because I want to see how Rock, like, I want to see how he coming. Like, I just want to hear it. Like, I already know him. I already know Rock a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, Gus, I already know Rock a dog. You know what I'm saying? I just want to hear it. Like, I want to hear what he going to say. I want to hear what he put together, like.
What do you think about DNA being the champion, though? Running around with the champion belt, though. What do you think about DNA calling himself the champ, though?
Champion,
I like that,
man.
Though.
O-Red's still a reigning champion, man. Like,
no, he's not, Shug. Come on, man. We ain't doing that, Shug. Nah, my nigga. No.
You crazy.
DNA won that battle,
O-Red,
bro.
No, he didn't.
Huh?
It's debatable. We can see him talk about it. It's debatable, bro. He didn't win. Nah, bro.
I'm going to have to drop to the bricks one day. We got to watch that battle, Shug. Because come on, my nigga. I gave you the DNA, though. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
I guess that's your man, so you're going to ride.
That wasn't even a title
shot. I thought
Red was going to
beat him.
Like, that wasn't even – but we call that a title shot? That wasn't even if he did win. But he didn't win.
Right.
They call that a title shot? That's not a title shot. Like, oh, my nigga. You got to come see my man at Summer Manor. You know what I'm saying?
You battled JC, though.
Summer Manor. Huh?
You like that battle, DNA and JC? You fucking with that?
See, I'm not going to hate on the battle because it might be fire, son. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
it
might be.
I don't know.
Fuck around the villain, you and Twerk, my nigga.
This is known. Anything's liable to be. You know what I'm saying? Anything's possible, bro. Anything is possible, bro. I'm telling you, bro. niggas be thinking they know who gonna win and who they think, like, nigga, you don't know shit, nigga. You don't even know if they gonna be sent, like, you know what I'm worried
about? You right. You no, right. Nah. You ain't lying, my nigga. Keeping it out here.
No, nigga.
What's up with the music?
Ain't playing. Oh, you know, I'm doing my motherfucking thing,
you know,
man. You know what I'm saying? My shit streaming crazy. Yeah, my shit, I dropped the Fat Poppy tape. My shit streaming crazy on Spotify and shit like that, man. It's all documented. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, So we just doing, you know what I mean, right around shooting videos and shit. Fucking with the battles right now, you know what I mean?
One last question, Shug. When does the media take it too far when they talk about battle rappers and personal lives?
Yeah, like, get the fuck, like, you know what I mean? Like, my whole thing on that is, like, you know what I mean? Like, you talking, like, you a blogger, my nigga. Like, stick to your job. Like, it's not your job to look up my family or talk about my personal, like, what are you doing, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? You doing too much. You stepping out your lane. Only reason why battle rappers even get away with that shit because this is a sport. This is what we're getting paid to do. This is what, you get what I'm saying? So you can get it past when we're battling, like. But, like, if you just want some random popping up talking about my, that's some different shit. Nigga, if we ain't got no business, like, if we ain't getting paid to, like, nigga, don't talk about my kids, don't talk about my baby mother, don't talk about my mother, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Leave that alone, right?
You saying that shit with malice. You got malice in your heart behind that, nigga. You mean that. Nigga, we ain't got no business. Fuck you talking about my people for. You know what I'm saying? You mean that. Mm. You mean what you saying. So that's a whole different, like, nah, nigga. Because these battle rap niggas don't mean that shit. They be saying that shit standing in front. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas don't say
and they make
that
it hard for niggas like me, Shug. It make it hard for niggas like me because the trust factor is not there. The niggas that like me that just want to talk battle rap or hip-hop that don't be on that extra shit, niggas don't want to fuck with you because they feel you guilty by association type shit. You feel me?
Nah, you cool. I ain't never seen you go overboard with no out-of-the-way shit. Like, where nigga like, yo,
nah,
bro,
but some niggas
sure
tell
I
me that. No, but Shug. Not to say names, though, but niggas have told me, yo, Dre, I fuck with you, bro, but I ain't fuck with no media niggas because X, Y, and Z. You feel me?
Oh, well, them niggas,
so,
like, you know what I mean? Them niggas don't know. Them niggas ain't right then, like, they self then, like, you know what I mean? Because they would know, like, nigga, you ain't never been in no shit like that, like, no, with no nigga coming at you because you went too far on a blog, like,
My nigga,
niggas, I won't do blood, but what's good?
Niggas, I know your preference. You fuck with me, you fuck with Uncle Ron, you fuck with Heavy Bags, you fuck with Hip Hop Is Real. I love you when you and JB on Hip Hop Is Real, though. Y'all niggas be wilding out and shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
So though, man, I appreciate you, though, bro.
Beat stop. Nah, you know the shit. Nah, we rap. No,
man. You in Torque, my nigga. June 23rd, Gnome 8. Lit.
See what I did,
nigga.
7.
Gnome 7, Park is off, bro.
See how I had Gnome 7.
Fuck that, my nigga. Shug, man, I appreciate you, bro.
Damn. No doubt, my nigga.
400
easy,
block all
bro.
Day. You already know, my nigga. Easy. Peace, my niggas. Three-letter man. Y'all already know what it is. Salutations to all, man. I don't really like having these kind of conversations because when you start talking and shit, niggas be catching feelings. So let me just put a disclaimer out here first. What I'm saying right now is not to offend nobody. I'm not taking shots at nobody. If y'all know me, I don't really be doing all that extra shit. I'm not the Twitter tough guy. I'm an OG. I ain't got time for none of that shit. I leave that for you Negroes. What's the word you young people like using? The clout word? I don't need clout, my nigga. I'm an old man with three kids. What kind of fucking clout do I need by saying what I'm about to say? Well, fuck it. Somebody got to say it. Battle Rap Media. Battle Rap Media. People that cover battle rap. People that say they're in the field. People that love battle rap. People that's been covering this sport or this genre of hip-hop for how long it's been popping. Obviously, a nigga like myself, I'm a hip-hop nerd, so liking battle rap, if y'all know me, y'all follow me on Twitter, you should know me liking battle rap and me liking hip-hop, they go hand-in-hand. You know what I'm saying? For me and hip-hop, I've always liked the media part of hip-hop. So some of y'all who don't know me and people listening to me now and know my show and know what the kind of shit I do for my show, PSA Hip-Hop, are not pretty much surprised that, yo, Dre got a show talking about hip-hop. Wow, whoop-de-doo, not surprised. I never wanted to be a rapper as much as I love hip-hop. I've always liked talking about hip-hop. You know what I mean? And, you know, I think I got on social media because of battle rap. I initially got on Twitter because my boy who used to watch battle rap used to be like, yo, you need to get on Twitter. All the battle rappers on there because if y'all remember when Smack used to do videos, URL, they would drop one-round battles. It'd be a one-round battle. You know what I mean? And then they'll drop another second round 2 weeks later type shit like that. And, you know, you watch your interviews and all that. I used to be like, man, I wish I could talk to such and such, but he's talking kind of crazy right now. You know what I mean? And, you know, shout out to Battle Rap Arena. I don't think they get enough props as they should for the contributions that they, let's be real, to me, and for me anyway, I know y'all niggas is leave comment boys who did the radio first and well, for me, talking about for me, no shade to nobody else out there. But when I started, when URL came into existence and just to hear battle rappers talk, Battle Rap Arena was the go-to show to go on. You know what I mean? Able to call the show to the point where I got comfortable where I could reach out to dudes who was on that show, Hip Hop Psycho, Jesse, Norbs, and be like, yo, let me slide up in there and he's going to take my call. You know what I mean? Obviously, that leads into Angry Fans Radio with me, Timbo, and Angry Fan. Ray. And, you know, that situation didn't work out. I don't have nothing to go into glory details of why it didn't work. I just didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard stories of why people felt it didn't work out for years, and I just don't be indulging that because the thing is this, man. If you watch me for years, y'all, I'm not on some snake shit. I don't get nothing off on that. My life is pretty much set. Me talking about, I love talking battle rap. You know what I'm saying? And Tony Bro said something interesting. I was watching John Real. Shout out to John Real right quick. John Rhymes. You do. I fuck with you, John. Even though your blogs are 2 hours, my nigga, but I rock with you. Tony Bro was on there a couple of days ago, and he was talking about niggas saying that, oh, they don't need battle rap. And you know, they don't. It gets to the point we're trying to say that. You cover battle rap, but you're downplaying that you don't need it, but you talk about it all the time. And I understood when he said that because, but also on the flip side, Tony, bro, I think you got to understand when niggas say that, like, niggas ain't living and dying for battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the sense of, I'm not going to watch, I have not watched that Ketchup versus Mustard battle. I have no desire to watch that shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas always ask me why I never been to an event. Let me just clarify this right quick. And I'm giving y'all a side of three that y'all don't see. But people who know me know my shit. But I just want to clarify this real quick. My niggas, I don't go to events not because I have beef with nobody. I'm a grown man. What the hell am I going to have? Nigga, I survived the grimy streets of New York City in the crack era of the 80s and 90s. Lived through the Decepticons running through Flatbush, G-checking niggas. Lived through freshman day at Erasmus Hall. lived through going through the tunnel in the late 90s when niggas had razors in their mouth. Just like, so battle rap thing, like, let's be real. Like, come on. But I'm not, I live in Florida. I'm not in New York. And if I was in New York, and a lot of you niggas should be happy. I'm, don't we come into battles because my personality, how the way I flex, you niggas, let me shut up. But no, I'm in Florida, so it's kind of hard for me because of my schedule at work. I have a wife. I have kids. Yeah, I have grandkids. I'm just getting outside of, so I take care of my family. My family come first. I have a son that's about to turn 15 in a couple of days, in fact. Love you, Josiah. So I have a big family that I hold down. No, I'm not saying that I can't get away, but a lot, my, when you're a father and a husband, like, to my husband and fathers out there, at my age, wife ain't trying to hear you dip into New York City going, oh, that battle rapper, man, boy. Real story, come on. I need you here for such and such. You know, I'm not going to have to go into the details of everything, my family, but, you know, and that's another thing. I think a lot of times bloggers, people want to see a side of you, I guess, and all that, and why I don't do the cam thing. I just don't be like the cam shit. I just don't be liking all that cam shit. You know, I'm a nigga that's on a low. I'm still a 90s nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the, that's what I'm trying to tell niggas. Like, niggas can never put me in a box that I'm trying to shine on niggas. Nigga, I'm not on IG. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not trying to be on beat that nigga. I don't care about none of that shit. I really, and I mean that sincerely, y'all. If you rock with me, I appreciate you. I really do. I can take criticism. It's cool. Just don't invite me to your private parts. Pause. But where am I going with all this, man? Battle Rap Media. I think we all know controversy sells. I think we all know. Well, let me tell you, when my channel went down, I was really hurt. I was really hurt because I put a lot of time into that. I put a lot of, you know, I don't want to say blood, sweat, and tears. I don't use that expression because, no. But I put a lot of work into that. You know what I mean? When you're trying to build your channel up and you build in, you know, it's not about the subscribers for me. It was more about the content. Like, I'm a content guy. You know what I'm saying? I love content. That means it's like, that's why I love in the underground hip hop. Like Kanye West, I'll give you a prime example. Kanye West dropped the same day as Benny the Butcher did, right? And Kanye is going to sell more records. Benny's album more than Kanye. You get what I'm saying, y'all? But the point I'm making is this. As Battle Rap Media, we've all done things where we could be like, ah, I didn't handle that situation that well. Listen, a lot of situations I didn't handle well, so I'm not going to sit up and act like I'm holier than thou. I will never do that. But a lot of times with me, I don't really look for all that drama shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I could take it, but I don't need to do that because why would I need it? I'm a father and a husband. I'm not on the street shit. I'm not a part of that no more. It's still in me. Don't get it fucked up. But I'm a family man. You feel me? I love my family. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, all you young niggas, man. And when I lost my channel, I was really hurt because I'm looking at it like I don't bother nobody. I don't fuck with niggas. I don't be doing the TMZ shit. I don't bring niggas on my show to try to go reckless on people. Now, let me talk about this. I see people trying to say when I had Wing on the show. Let me break that down, though. Like, I know a lot of people was mad at me when I did that. But the only reason I did that, if you notice, that's another thing. I didn't say, we didn't interrogate Wing. That she asked her to come on the show because I was hearing stories that was not true. So I had to make sure that she knows and the world knows that. Because people were saying a lot of things about me and Timbo that I used to sit there and laugh at. Not true. You get what I'm saying? And I went through the war with Angry Fan, where his millions of people try to get me out. I wouldn't last for 2 weeks, and I used that for motivation because I'm thinking to myself, are you out your fucking mind? Get who out of here out of whom? You out your, no nigga gonna get me out of here. I got a fucking voice. Get me out of where? Are you out your fucking mind? You get what I'm saying? So I thought that was hilarious, but I used that for extra fuel. That fueled me. You know what I mean? One thing about me, y'all, I don't get too happy with the love that y'all give me, and I don't get low with criticism. I won't call it hate. Because I think even niggas, it's not hate, because niggas still listen to you, but they may listen to you, criticize you, okay, whatever you want to call it, but you still need that, though. And I'm a funny dude. I'll respond to the haters or the criticism more than I respond to the love. It's funny, like, I'm weird. Like, Watson always tell me, yo, three, you're crazy. Watson will tell you, I move like that. Shout out to my brother, Watson. Shout out to my brother, Timbo, too. I want to say, though, Timbo hasn't been on the show because schedule change. He's a family man now. I remember he lived in California, 3-hour difference, so he's on some other stuff right now, doing other things. But is that still my bro? Of course. Of course. Timbo's a good dude. No matter what you niggas think about Timbo in that situation with Angry Fans, that nigga's he's not a bad person at all. That's a fact. I can tell you that. Not a bad dude at all. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to talk about Battle Rap Media, because I remember when I started watching niggas that was in the game, you know, even though Caps is very controversial, but it's a level of respect for, and you do certain things. You know what I mean? And I think people doing certain things in Battle Rap, that's not cool. Niggas want to be tough guys. Like bloggers, y'all not bigger than battle rappers, my nigga. Nobody's bigger than battle rappers. I don't give a fuck who covers battle rap. None of us are bigger than the battle rappers. That's ridiculous. That's fucking, are you out your damn mind? Niggas act like they can't cover the sport and keep it moving and shit. Yo, niggas be talking about they try to bring unity in battle rap. Yo, my niggas, knock it off. No, nobody trying to bring unity probably more than me. Ask all these niggas, have I invited them on my show? Ask all of them. I've had niggas take shots at me. I've had niggas say shit, and I'm like, what? But the thing with me is I don't take it personal. I laugh. Because the thing about me is once you do some funny style shit to me, I'll just cut you the fuck off and keep it moving. Or we can have a conversation. Grown man, we can have that conversation. Anybody I've had quarrels with, trust me, I pick the phone up. From Heavy Bags to whoever. But I just want to address you, Piper Boy, for a second, Piper Boy. Piper Boy, I don't even hate you, my dude. I don't hate you at all, brother. Because you're a black man at the end of the day. I don't hate you, brother. You're younger than me. I look at you like a little nigga. No disrespect. We're probably about the same height anyway. I know you like to talk about you a big nigga. You're not the only big nigga. But that's neither here nor there. Piper Boy, I just feel like you always try to put this image on like you tough. Dog, no one cares about tough guys in 2018. We just rather niggas just cover battle rap. And Piper Boy, not for nothing, I don't think you do a bad job of covering battle rap. I think it's the extra shit that you be doing. Now, the word clout chasing, I think you be doing that, bro. Like, you make it personal. Like, Piper Boy, you know when I lost respect for you, bro? Because you used to call me and tell me, yo, son, can I take your videos and put it on my channel? And I'd be like, yo, go ahead. I don't care. I've invited you on my show. You know what I'm saying? I remember you went on Angry Fan show and lied to the public and said, oh, I'm lying that about, because I put a video up after you lied to the public and said that you first of all, you called me private, Piper Boy. I ain't got no reason to lie, my nigga. What I got to lie for what? You called me, right, on private, right? After you went on this tangent about niggas stealing your thumbnails, Piper Boy, there's nothing for me to steal from you, brother. I'm more hip-hop than battle rap, first of all. Y'all niggas will fight for the imaginary crown. I don't give a fuck about an imaginary crown. I'm a hip-hop nigga first. All right? But you call my phone private. I picked the phone up, asked you, what's going on? Like, you called me like we was cool. We wasn't cool like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you try to make it sound like, you see, that's why I'm glad you called me private. And I put that image of the 27 minutes of you calling me. I thought that was some real snake shit. And Tupac had a line, you and I know what's going on. You know what you did, I know what you did, and the Lord knows what you did. And the niggas around me that day know what you did when you called me. Because me and my niggas are like, yo, this nigga's wild. Like, the nigga really take the conversation? And that's the era you niggas are from, because I'm not a new nigga. I don't need to do that, brother. I don't need to do that. You feel me? And I think, Piper Boy, you just be doing too much extra stuff, and no one's going to tell you. I'm not. And guess what, Piper Boy? This ain't coming from a hating place, my dude. No one's threatening you. This is not. I'm just being real with you. As one black man, I'm older than you to another. I think you got to cut that shit out. I think you took it too far with the ab stuff. You'd be taking it too far. You know what I'm saying? For what? For what? That's mad extra. What's so personal you got with tape? My nigga, let me show you something, Piper Boy. When that shit was going on with Show Off, right? I had somebody hit me up and said they wanted to talk to me about that shit. And I deaded that because I don't want to have them kind of conversations. Some other nigga told me he wanted to talk to me about Chris and Bias. I deaded that. I don't want you on my show. I don't want to talk about that shit. Throughout the years, I've had people, and all of us who cover me, I've had people come and say, yo, they want to come talk to you about this or give you this breaking news about this. Nigga, for what? For what? Like, what am I getting off that shit, my nigga? Like, that don't make no sense. Like, I'm not. I thought what you did with the Tay Rock situation was kind of low class, in my opinion. Let me tell you why. And I get into Sirius Jones thing because I know y'all say low class and y'all going to say three. You're talking about low class? I'll get into that in 1 minute. I don't think that was cool by the boy. Like, that's extra, my dude. Like, you, all right. Somebody asked me on Twitter the other day that I was talking about New Jersey Twerk, right? And yes, and I'll say it again, Twerk, I felt like when you first came on my show, you were mad humble. I remember you were like, yo, guys, good looking out for having me. I appreciate it. Anytime y'all need me, man, I'm here. And I felt as your brand got bigger, you looked down on niggas that was trying to show you light. And I said, you know, I'm not saying that you needed my light, my nigga. And let me not use the word light, because I'm not on that type of time. Twerk, you don't need niggas like us. Your boss speak for yourself. I'll never get that twisted. Battle rappers, let me get that twisted. One hand washes the other. Y'all give us shit to talk about, and we talk about the bars. And that's all I try to do, talk about the bars. But get back to this. My nigga, don't make it personal, bro. Don't make it personal. We know you don't rock with Rock, but to do all that, though, fam, what does that prove, though? You got dirt on the nigga, okay? Hi, boy, and you can respond to what I'm saying. I don't care. I'm not going to respond back to you, bro. It's not going to happen. You can try to take shots yet. You will not get a word from me, my nigga. Trust me, because I know I'm not coming at you on a hateful place. You get what I'm saying, Piper Boy? When you're going through your situation, I ain't never talk about that shit, my nigga. You know why? Because I'm a married man, and I respect that, bro. Let's have some real talk, Piper Boy. You a married man. I'm a married man. So I know how that I can understand what you're going through. I would never talk about that shit. And much as I wasn't, I don't feel you like that. That right there, I kind of felt bad for you, bro. I'm going to keep it tall. I'm a married man. And I know if I was in that situation, how would I feel? So I'm very conscious enough to know, you know what I mean? That's not cool. I ain't never kick niggas when they was down, bro. I'm not on that type of time. Nah. So I just think you doing that is mad extra. And when y'all niggas be doing that, y'all make it hard for niggas like me and other niggas that just want to talk battle rap and shit. And that's all we want to do is talk battle rap. And then y'all niggas do that, and then have niggas don't want to fuck with us. We just want to keep talk about the bars because the shit niggas be doing extra shit. That fucks it up for other niggas. If y'all niggas don't think that it does, it does. Niggas, any nigga talking about me, man, where you wasting your fucking time, I will never respond to none of you niggas. Nobody. As long as you can't hurt my kids, as long as you can't put your hands on me, that ain't never going to happen. You can't put your hands on my kids, my wife, we good. It's all about blah, 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 talking shit don't mean none to me. That's just motherfucking words. Sticks and stones could break my bones. Words would never motherfucking hurt me. You feel me? Niggas got to do better. I mean, Rome DMV. Rome, let me tell you. I've always said this about you, Rome. You're a smart nigga. You're not a dumb person. You're a very intelligent person. Niggas want to call you nerd and all that. I'm not going to go that route, Gnome, because you're a young cat. So me picking on a young 21-year-old dude, I can't do that, y'all. I just can't do that. Now, the joke's going to fly. Don't get me wrong. The jokes are funny. But Rome, I think you're doing too much. And Debo, you had told me the other day, oh, Rome is all right. We talk. Well, Debo, I question as you supposed to be a big homie, his big homie, to put him on to what he's doing right and wrong. You feel me? Rome, I just think you'd be a little extra. I think you sell your soul to be number one, bro. And I told you this on the phone before, Rome, because I would never diss you. So I ain't going to diss you, Rome. But I think you have the talent, and being that you're a young blogger, you have the attention of the young fans coming in. People fuck with you, Rome. People genuinely fuck with you. I told you, after that Kenny Lewis shit, you on the right path, and now you got people rocking with you. Just keep it there. I think sometimes you young niggas get overzealous, and y'all get crazy and ahead of yourself and just trying to act like I want to be number one. What does number one get you, though? Is that helping your family? Is that putting money in your pocket? Does that pay your light bill? Well, maybe it does, because niggas get paid off YouTube, so I guess the clickbait shit thing. I just never been into the clickbait shit. You know what I mean? I know some niggas don't fuck with me, and that's cool. I'm not for everybody. You can say I'm boring, whatever. Okay, cool. But I just try to give content because I love hip-hop and sports. It's come from a genuine place. You know what I mean? And I just think we got to do better. What Jay Black is doing is very tremendous. You know what I mean? Him and Tech N9ne, what they're doing for battle rap is very tremendous. But what I'll say to y'all, champion, is this. Y'all have the biggest platform in battle rap. You know, and I feel Maybe you don't have to. You feel like certain niggas that, cause like, I can understand that you don't want to put your arm around certain people, pause, because niggas be doing some funny style shit. But to the people that y'all know that don't do funny style shit, that cover battle rap, that talk about battle rap, y'all shouldn't get them light. And when I say light, cause with me, I don't need no light. So I'm not saying for me. In general, period. Now, I know y'all invited people to y'all show, the champion, whatever y'all did. Y'all invited certain people in the thing. I can't make it, whatever. Well, we'll get into that some other time, Black. That's neither here nor there. But I feel niggas don't like, in battle rap media, I feel niggas don't like to give other niggas props. I really feel that across the board. Because when you do that, that's a sign of weak. But then sometimes you get love and it be some fake love shit. Like, I remember when I got Lux interview, right? A couple of niggas acted like they were shocked, and I'm so intelligent to know when niggas, is it coming from a love, like, oh, word, you did a good job type shit? I'm like, wow, how did you get Lux? Or niggas ask me, how much did you pay for this person? Let me tell you something. When I asked New Jersey Torque to come on my show, the nigga told me I had to go through Rome DMV. I thought that was hilarious. I went through Rome. Rome told me, try to charge me to get New Jersey Torque on the show. I said, Rome, I'm not giving you no dollar. It wasn't even no big money. I could have gave it to him. But I'm like, my nigga, if I'm getting Styles P, Joe Budden, Crooked Eye, Benny the Butcher, Conway, IDJ Academics, Mr. Fab, Nature, Raekwon. Let me give you my list real quick. Raekwon, Kid, AR Ab, Compton Menace. Did I say Raekwon already? Nature, Kenny Anderson. Yeah, when I'm getting those kind of people on my show, why would I be paying niggas, certain, no disrespect, if I'm getting mainstream artists or niggas in the game and they're not charging, I just refuse to do that. You know what I mean? A-Verb will tell y'all himself. He's tried to. Like, you could try to. I'm not mad at a nigga. You could attempt to do that. But what I just not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? That should tell you something about myself. I'm not going to just give you no dollars for an interview, my nigga. That's not going to happen. Especially the way niggas be, no, I'm just not going to do that. But back to Rome. Rome, I just feel that you have the young people's ear, and the way you're going about shit is not cool, my dude. I think you need to leave the gym shit alone. And I understand you felt that you got sucker punched, so this is your retaliation. Rome, the diss track, let me give you some advice on the diss track. I did not like your flow. But I did like the bar. The personals were there. I liked how you crafted it. But the flow, my nigga. Oh, my God. But I don't know, man. Niggas, it just, I don't think battle rap media will ever come together because there's too many egos. Oh, there's egos in battle rap media. Oh, believe you me. And that's why I talk hip-hop and sports, so I can't be stuck in the box. But I be sitting watching. Niggas will say subliminal shit and do subliminal shit that I seen one blogger one time retweet. I'm not doing battle rap interviews or something like that. If you want to do battle rap interviews, fuck y'all niggas. Y'all got to pay me type shit. And I just felt when you do that, like, my nigga, you know certain niggas like to talk to niggas and shit. While you doing that, that's like a slap in the face in my opinion, you know? I get to talking, like, niggas don't want me to start talking. When I say talking, not in an offensive way, but no filter because I don't have, there's no reason for me to lie to y'all. I'm not in battle rap groups. I've never been in no Facebook groups. So I'll look at myself as the outsider. You know what I mean? I'm not claiming to be on no Mount Rushmore battle rap media, Chris and Bias, Jay Black, Angry Fan. Y'all can have that. Y'all can have that. I'm just an OG nigga. I know bars. I know music. I know hip-hop. And I will say this. I know hip-hop music better than all y'all niggas. That's just a fact. So in court, I'm going to pop my collar on that. None of you niggas that cover battle rap can fuck with me and Watson when it comes to hip-hop. You will lose that twice on Sunday. And battle rap also. Let's not get it twisted. Cause we know bars. But neither here nor there. Champion. Yeah, you know, I respect you niggas. Tech N9ne, Jay Black. But, you know, if me and Watts, let me shut up. We'll take champion. Will it what up? Cause me and Watson got that chemistry, man. You take now, y'all, we fuck with y'all. But this Jaden and Styles over here, my nigga. This Ray and Ghost over here. This Smith and Wesson. Put us together like mixing vodka and milk, my niggas. That's Prodigy Havoc. You know what I'm saying? We got that slang, man. We got that barbershop talk over here, my G. It is what it is. I know I'm going on a tangent right now on a bunch of people. And it's not taking shots at people. It's just me speaking from the heart of shit I be looking at. And I'm like, why niggas be doing what they be doing and shit? You know what I mean? Like, shit is crazy and shit to me and shit. Niggas will get in front of a camera. Niggas will go on a show, put dirt on your fucking name, have your number, but because they want clicks and they want people to know that I'm exposing this person for y'all. What? What are you exposing, nigga? What are you exposing? What are you? Niggas be using that word exposing. Let me guess. Should I put on the title of this? Three Letter Man exposes everybody in battle rap. I mean, nigga, are you? Nigga, what? No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that at all. I don't hate nobody in battle rap media. I watch, you know what? I think I watch every nigga in battle rap media. And I know that's not the cool thing to say because niggas try to front like they never watch other niggas. I watch everybody in battle rap media. I can tell you what I like about certain niggas, what I don't like about certain niggas, but I'm not going to do that. But I'll be watching some of y'all shit. If I see something that's you talking about battle rap, I'll click on it. But if you're losing me, I can't really rock with that. But I would say this, though. What's that nigga's name? I just got put onto these niggas the other day. Deleted Files, those niggas are hilarious. Oh, my God. That Deleted Files nigga is crazy. And I heard Roman Battletruth linked up. That's very interesting. Roman Battletruth, that's a very interesting couple right there. You know what I mean? I would say this. I hope y'all niggas do y'all thing, man. I hope y'all work that out and y'all do y'all thing. That's all it's about. You know what I'm saying? Doing your fucking thing. I don't think niggas should hate on that. Like, me, I don't hate on nobody. There's no reason to hate on these niggas, man. Like, it's I guess for me, man, because I like battle. I love battle rap, but I don't love it like I did back in 2012. But you know what? I don't love battle like I did when I wasn't covering it, if that makes any sense to y'all, because to me, that was the golden era. I'm still a regular fan, but not a nigga doing a show, I mean. You know what I mean? Tony, bro. What can I say about Tony, bro? Very intelligent dude, man. Very intelligent brother. Very articulate. Sometimes I think Tony, bro, likes to let you know he's the smartest nigga in the room sometimes, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? But I love the way the brother articulates himself very much. I really do. I think he's a very intelligent dude. When I was over there back with Angry Fan and Tony, bro, me and Tony, bro, got cool. Like, we were cool. You know what I'm saying? We're actually cool. I fucked with him. You know what I'm saying? And the thing with me, I guess, when I went over there, because I'm very conscious, and that comes from OG knowledge, I didn't want him to feel that because people feel me and Caps got some type of chemistry that I'm over there again, that I'm trying to want to take your spot. Or, like, niggas, I just know how niggas be thinking and shit. I'm very conscious of that. So it's very, in the back of my brain, I was like, I don't want, you know, him thinking that, oh, because me and Caps, I was never on that type of time. I can promise y'all that. I was never on that type of time. You know what I'm saying? I want him to feel like, all right, we all going to rock together. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is for me? I play sports all my life. I play football, basketball, baseball. So I know about being a team player. You know what I mean? But Tony was a very smart dude. I felt when he left Angry Fan, I thought, if I could have gave him some OG knowledge, that he should have moved Dolo for a little bit. You know what I mean? I think Tony Bro should do more blogging, if you ask me. You know what I mean? But he's a smart dude. I feel sometimes, Tony Bro, that we all, how can I say this? You too smart for your good sometimes, my nigga. I think that's what people be looking at it, that you too smart for your own good. But people fuck with you, and that's the most important thing. You have people that rock with you, brother. People rock with you, man. My little cousin, I think, likes Tony, bro. I think he's like 16 years old. He likes battle rap. He listens to Black Carpets. That's the truth. He's my 16-year-old little cousin that likes Tony, bro, and he likes Posey. You know what I mean? What's over there? Drizzy, I think, Polo. But I thought the dynamic of them was they came from Angry Fan, and they went over there, and they stood together and did their thing. It was almost like me and Timbo. You know? And let me just clarify the thing with Angry Fan real quick. I used to know niggas be like, oh, niggas acting like they jealous. My nigga, I'm not a jealous nigga. Anybody who knows me, like, that's a stupid word. No disrespect. Me and Cavs, I have a family. Like, we do two different lives and shit. So when the show is over, I have to go to family shit. So me being a jealous of a nigga, just, I'm older than this nigga. It's like, no. No, no, no. Shout out to Cavs. I have no problem with Cavs. Cavs is legendary. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with me saying that. Nigga's a legend, man, in battle rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a legend in hip-hop, period. But that's neither here nor there. But Tony, bro, I just feel like you should blog more, you know, and I think you need to stop explaining yourself to people too much. That's one thing about me. I don't be trying to do too much explaining on Twitter. Like, you see me, I'm talking to y'all right now. I rarely do shit like this, but shit made me, something, you know, made me feel like I need to talk to the people right quick. You know what I'm saying? I just drop some bars on how I feel about certain things. And once again, it's not coming from a hating place. You know, I know you fans love drama. Y'all tag niggas. Yo, 3 said this about you, son. He said you was trash. You was garbage. Man, if you niggas, and that's another thing. I think as media and as battle rappers, y'all let people, the fans, ignite, put the battery in y'all back to jump out the window and say outlandish shit about people. Outlandish shit about people. And black man, you know what? You know what our kryptonite is, black people? Our kryptonite is our ego. Everybody want to be the man. I had to tell my 15-year-old this the other day. Like, it ain't about being a man. It's about having morals and values and shit. You get what I'm saying? What you stand on, what you believe in. But I don't want to go on a tangent. That's not what y'all want to hear. But I want to go at the champion right quick. I salute you brothers on what y'all doing. Shout out to Jay Black. I think what he's doing is very tremendous for the culture of battle rap. But I want to say this because I'll speak from the heart, man. I seen a tweet the other day. Right? Somebody sent a tweet to me the other day, right? And they was like, yo, Angry Fan and Three Letter Man should be doing the face-offs. And I'm like, no. Why would we do face-offs? I mean, first of all, me and Angry Fan don't do a show together. He does. He do what he do. I do what I do. So that right there don't make no sense, right? That's champion stuff. But the only problem I have with battle rap leagues, and I'm gonna say URL. Y'all can't start act like niggas is only two entities that's covering battle rap. That's the only problem I have. Like, and it's not a big problem where I'm punching a wall. I don't know how you niggas just take words and run them and flip them, but yeah, champion is number one. That's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Jay Black would tell you I've told him this. He earned that spot. That nigga put bread into this shit. The only problem I had with other niggas is URL. And I told Norbs this recently. Don't act like there's only two people covering battle rap. I'm not asking you niggas to talk or give me a shout out. I don't need a shout out. I'm not asking niggas to post my interviews on their channel. I don't need you to do that. I don't need you to do that. The small core fan base that I have, I'm cool with that. I'm a older nigga. So I don't. The couple of people that rock with me, shout out to y'all. Viz or Rome TMV was the only niggas covering battle rap. We not going to do that at all. Like, no. No. That just can't happen. Now, if you feel certain niggas move on some sucker shit, that's one thing and you don't want to put your arms around. And I don't need niggas to put their arms around me because I've been on the war report. I was asked to come back, whatever. I'm not even going to, whatever. But niggas know, niggas who cover battle rap, they know I got values and principles. Niggas who speak to me, they know that. You know what I'm saying? You know, Styles P had a line one day. What'd he say? Niggas sell their soul to the devil, the Lord looking. Like, I would never sell my, when I say something about soul, I'm talking about, I'm not going to quote or say things to, I don't have a relationship with people. And you know what? In a sense, I'm kind of glad I don't go to battle rap events. You know why? Because we start getting cool with niggas. I feel like you can't really say certain things because the battle rappers, when you see them, they gonna feel some type of way. But the funny thing about it is this: I don't go to events, but I don't talk greasy about niggas because it's morals. I don't have to talk greasy about a nigga just because I don't go to events. Oh fuck that nigga! I don't do that. I can critique a nigga without killing him. You get what I'm saying? But I've also got relationships with people in battle rappers where I could tell them I thought they lost because we have that kind of relationship. Surf is my nigga, but if you don't think it's Surf loose and nitty, I'm not going to tell Surf. I'm like, yo, my nigga, you lost? Yes, I have. John John is my guy. I told John John I thought he lost to Chilla Jones. Math is my guy. I told Math I thought he lost to Chilla Jones. You feel me? T-Top is my guy. I told him I thought he lost to Goods. But it's how you do it. It's how you do it. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to say a few things, man. Maybe, you know, I don't know, man. It just be a lot of shit I be seeing, man. I just be like, I ignore a lot of shit. But then in some shit, I be just be like, man, hold up, man. This shit looking kind of funny styling and shit. You know what I mean? Jims. I know how you feel, brother. Niggas talk about your family. That's a dicey situation and shit. You know what I mean? But I think you and Rome should have a conversation. I'm not even talking about fighting, man. I'm not that. Yo, let's shoot the fair one. That should be so, man. Shut the fuck up with all this fighting dumb shit you niggas want to prove. I seen drugs talking stuff on hip-hop is real. Come on, brother. Why don't niggas feel they got to always be tough? That's why I say ego is a black man's kryptonite, man. It really fucking is, bro. Niggas, y'all niggas are egomaniacs. Y'all niggas are slaves to y'all egos. Slaves? Let me slow it down for y'all. Slaves to y'all egos. Everybody got an ego. But it's how you got to manage that shit, though, my niggas. You got to manage them egos. You got to manage them shits. Manage them egos, man. Niggas be getting notoriety and a little love and be acting brand new. You think because niggas show me love or criticize me, I'm going to be the same motherfucker, man. My bills got to get paid. I got to start teaching my son how to fucking drive soon. I'm trying to teach him right now. I'm on some other shit. I got a grandbaby, son. You feel me? Like, I had a 20-year-old daughter. You know what I'm saying? I had my kids earlier. I'm not an old fart, so before y'all niggas, I'm OG, but I had my kids earlier. Neither here nor there. But I just want niggas to know, for me, ain't no malice in my heart. I be laughing when niggas be trying to make it sound like a nigga like me got malice in my heart. I think that's hilarious, because I don't hate nobody. Ask any nigga in battle rap media has three-letter man ever invited them on his show. Anybody y'all know, from Knowledge to God, Battle Truth, Piper Boy, Jade Black, Chris and Bias, slew of niggas, man. You know what I mean? And all these niggas be talking about, I don't know. The shit y'all be talking about, I just be laughing. It's just hilarious to me, man. You know what I mean? But, yo, shout out to all the niggas that's blogging. Who else? Detroit, DME, I see you, my dude. Rugel, I fucked with you, my nigga. You've been rocking with me for a long time. You've been producing a lot of my shows. I put a lot of shows out for me. So I always respect that for you. Custom Menace, you my brother for life. You know what that is, man. Who else? John Real, I fuck with heavy. I like John Real a lot. You know what I mean? I respect what he's doing and shit. Black Compass, of course, because they have the continuity chemistry. You know what I'm saying? What they doing is cool. You know? I'm not saying I watch everybody or I watch. I just know I see what's moving and shaking. I'm not blind. You know what I'm saying? I try to see what I'm, you know, as much as I can. But I just want to get some shit off my chest, man. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. One.